Hey guys, if you missed out on the last conference in Nashville, Tennessee, you don't want to miss out on the next one. It's April 28th through May 3rd, Orlando, Florida, the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. You made a mistake missing the last one. You don't want that to happen again on this one. 5 days of some of the best training you're ever going to experience packed into one event. We have an early bird special right now, $50 off. Use 24 early bird on our website, streetcop.com. Look for the conference, click the link, register today. If you want to get significantly better at this profession in 5 days, don't dare miss out on the 2024 Street Cop Conference.
11-1-10.
Welcome back to the Street Cop Podcast. I'm Sean Grogan. I'm the instructor for recognizing pre-attack indicators, unmasking hidden facial expressions, and body language for law enforcement. Usually go over a lot of nonverbal communication, body language. Today, I want to switch it up and give some tips that I use for verbal communication. Not just any verbal communication, but speaking a second, or for some of you, a third or a fourth language. Not being fluent in it, but being able to communicate in it. I myself have spent years practicing and honing my skills in Spanish so I can use it to communicate with other people. I am by no means fluent, but I want to share with all of you the three things that I use on a regular basis that assist me in my proficiency and being able to communicate in Spanish. Now, depending on where you work, maybe Spanish isn't the primary second language, but I don't think there's a skill that's, I shouldn't say as important, but this is definitely one of the most important skills you could have if you work in an area where there's a second language spoken very widely. Being able to communicate during certain situations just with basic commands or basic words to get your point across is a huge, huge advantage. Depending on where you are, maybe Vietnamese or Russian is the second language widely spoken. If you're in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, or maybe if you're in parts of Texas where there's a large Vietnamese population. Now, myself, this stuff works for me. The three things I use might not work for you. I also took Spanish in high school, which most people I've met across the United States have, and just a small foundation from there. So one of the things I use is, and I get no money from these people. I'm not a paid sponsorship or anything like that. I use the Pimsleur app. So the Pimsleur method has been around for a few decades, and it's pretty much a repetitive type of learning model. So it's something that you can do if you're in your car. You just turn on the audio, put down your Pearl Jam or Rick Ross album, turn that off for a minute. You're not hustling every day listening to music. Turn that off and just listen, and you can repeat. It's 30 minutes a day. You can do more. I'm at a point now where I usually do an hour or so, and I just keep recycling it. They've got 150 days worth, 30 per lesson. There's 5 different lessons, and it's really just helped me tremendously to be able to communicate in Spanish. Now, is that the one thing that you can use and that's it, you're proficient? No, you got to use different things. One of the other things I highly recommend is iTalki or Verbling. I use iTalki. What that is once a week, and you could do more, you could do less. I speak with a tutor. You want to get a tutor in the United States and pay $65 to practice a language? Go ahead. But I got a tutor. The last one I had was in Venezuela. I had her for about 2.5 years, and it was started off around $6 an hour. Obviously, we know Venezuela's got some inflation issues. When I stopped using her, it was around $10 an hour. I now have a tutor out of Colombia that I speak with. It's $10 an hour. And for me, those are more clear as opposed to other Spanish-speaking countries. The last thing I want to go over is Rocket Spanish. Another way, I like it because you actually write, you read, you spend the time on it, and you can see how it looks in the written form. I am very visual, so I'll actually think of words and look at them in my mind and think about how they're spelt out, what they look like. Obviously, you're not going to be fucking fluent in fluency in 3 months. Maybe if you're some kind of prodigy. I am not fluent. I can communicate. And there's times where you come across slang where I was on the job doing things and I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? Like if you're familiar with some of the Dominican slang, que lo que mi tigre. My first started speaking Spanish and picking up on things, I would show up, and sometimes I wouldn't even say to anybody that I speak Spanish, or not that I speak, again, I'm not fluent, but that I'm conversational or that I can communicate, and I would just listen. And the Dominican slang with tigres, the tigers, it's like, hey, what's up, my boy, my man, my guy type thing. It's one of those things that over time I realized, start talking to other people, like, no, that's like a slang thing. There's another time, just to be able to get the words out and communicate with people. I got called. I was the first one on scene when I was in patrol the one time, and they had a guy that had got cracked over the head with something. And they were all Spanish speaking, and I was able to get a description from them of the suspects and put that out over the radio. Did I get all the information? No. It turned out they were hit. The one guy was hit over the head with a belt buckle, and I was getting confused because they're telling me about a belt. I'm like, what do you mean a belt? And it was like a slice, so it almost looked like it could have been a knife. Then another officer showed up. She was Puerto Rican, and she's like, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't understand the word they're using. It's some kind of slang. It was for belt buckle. It's a word she wasn't familiar with. And she was fluent in Spanish. You're going to have these differentiations, but to be able to give basic commands or just communicate a little bit, you have the time. 30 minutes a day, use the Pimsleur, 1 hour a week on iTalki, Verbling, every 2 weeks, just to practice. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's not fucking comfortable trying to speak another language. I'm not saying push Spanish-speaking officers aside, or push, if you're in a Portuguese area, Brazilian, push them aside. Oh, wait, I've been practicing Pimsleur and the Verbling. But if no one else is around, why not try to communicate? If you've got any questions about this, and send me an email, SeanGrogan@StreetCop.com. That's SeanGrogan @StreetCop.com. I could send you links to these things. Again, I'm not sponsoring any of those. I don't get paid for this, but I think these are great tools so you're able to communicate when you're out on the street. If there's nothing else, instead of just doing hand signs, be able to know a little bit of the language helps tremendously. Thank you guys, and stay safe.
Hey guys, check out our upcoming training at StreetCop.com. Don't forget, we have 50 instructors nationally teaching a variety of topics. These are the best classes you're going to experience in your career. We make sure of it. You're going to love it. I guarantee you, you're going to be thankful that you went. Check us out at StreetCop.com for all upcoming classes in your area.